This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show, Kate Delaney. Hope that your week has been good to you. A little of this, a little of that, and perhaps you're one of the vaccinated. It's something we've been talking about a lot because so many people are sending me emails to say that they changed their mind. They weren't initially going to get vaccinated, and then they watched, waited, and decided that it was their best option to try to be able to open up things more in their life and go and actually hug and see people that they hadn't seen in their family for, in some cases, 19 months. I mean, there's the question of the day. How long has it been since you've seen some of your family members? Not the ones you live with, of course, but the ones who are living somewhere maybe close by, but just far enough that you have not gotten together. And a lot of people, I think, fall into that category. I can tell because the last couple of weeks especially is when I really started to see that those emails have amped up. So thanks for that. If you have a story to share, just like Bob did, who's listening to us in West Virginia, he said, "Ms. Delaney, I was initially not getting vaccinated. No way, no how. I heard you really talking about how great West Virginia was with the numbers and the pharmacies and all the communities getting together, and I decided that it was probably my best option, and I did it. I'm now protected. I had a chance to go and see my mother who lives a couple of states over, and it was a hug that lasted at least a full minute. I'm a guy who doesn't cry, and I have to tell you that I got teary-eyed." Love it. You may have a story to share just like that one. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Still so many eyes are on what's happening in Minneapolis, and really it was just a day of a courtroom day in the case of the ex-cop who thought she was reaching for a taser, at least you know that's the way this is going to go, and instead grabbed a gun and killed Dante Reich, just 20 years old, after a traffic stop. His family very, very distraught over what has happened, and of course so many others too as well. And then you have the argument about tasers and how many times do cops reach for a taser and then it actually is a gun. But on the heels of that, and typically what happens in a courtroom where the process goes through, you have the story of the 13-year-old Adam Toledo who put hands up before he was fatally shot by police in Chicago. It was at 2:30 in the morning, so lots of questions. As he's out at 2:30 in the morning with somebody who has a gun, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, appealed for calm in Chicago as the city released the images of the fatal shooting of the 13-year-old boy, and it shows his hands, Adam's hands in the air when he was shot. According to one officer's body cam video, he pulls up in a car, gets out, pushes past another guy, runs down an alley shouting, "Stop, Adam," who's dressed in jeans, a sweatshirt, and a white baseball cap. He runs away from the officer, then slows down, pauses near a fence, and you know what happens after that. It looked like he was tossing what appeared to be a gun behind the fence as he slows down, puts up the hands, all that sort of stuff, and that was it. He was hit. So now there's conversations about that because that's been released. The city civilian office of police accountability, they investigate cases of potential police misconduct in Chicago, released 17 body cam videos, 4 third-party videos, a transmission from the office of Emergency Management and Communications, 2 audio recordings of 911 calls, 6 shot spotter recordings. So you can imagine how the city exploded with so much opinion on what happened there. And then the other big story is Pfizer saying that a third dose will be needed in a year. This is something we've talked about on the show with doctors, that the thought was you would need a booster, you would probably need to get the shot every year. So now it's just pretty much confirmed that this isn't it. It's not your 2 shots and done. It's no, you're going to need a booster. You're going to need to be fully vaccinated within 12 months. And it may be an annual thing. The Pfizer CEO said that's what they anticipate, and said it's a likely scenario. There's going to be a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months from there. And it's important to suppress the pool of people that can be susceptible to the virus. So here we go again. As people are talking about not getting vaccinated or getting vaccinated, obviously, we know that, yes, there is data on the vaccines, but remember, this was pushed through fast, and there's still so many unknowns, and that's why this is all trickling out. And again, I don't think it's a shock. I don't think it's a shock that you got a brace for a one-year COVID-19 booster shot. Or whatever it may turn out to be, depending on what you got. Moderna is saying its booster shot could be available by fall. So they're already saying, yeah, you know, plan on it. And in the middle of all that, to vax, not vax, whatever, playing the games in Japan, and of course there'll be a big American group that will compete in Japan, but they're seeing another wave of COVID-19 cases spreading. So now there is actual doubt on whether the Summer Olympic Games can be held in Tokyo. Even the economy minister told reporters that the government was considering adding some other areas to what they're calling the quasi-emergency measures that are almost akin to lockdown. And they're acknowledging the COVID-19 pandemic has entered that fourth wave, so they're not denying it because the infections are really starting to roar up. That's why they had a scaled-back torch relay that's underway. And, of course, no fans from overseas, I've talked about that on this show, can come to the games, and they're saying domestic fans may be kept out, too. So it may be the Olympics with only the athletes if, in fact, they can even do that. So now there is some doubt about the games. Imagine the trying to figure out if this is safe or not safe. Or, you know, when they started talking about the games, I was so surprised initially, honestly, a year ago, they didn't just push it out further than they did, but instead deciding to go full speed ahead because of thinking how far along we would be with vaccines and where we would be in the world in combating this elusive virus. We've just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
In Duracell, we're very proud of teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
Listening to this show, that if children would qualify perhaps for the stimulus, which the stimulus with children kicks in by July, you'd be getting pretty decent sized check depending on the ages of the children. Young enough, it would be $3,500 per child. And if they were in the teenage years, it'd be $3,000. And to qualify, $75,000 would have to be your income, or married, it'd be $150,000. So there still is more of that stimulus that is being doled out. Bernie Madoff died the other day, and there still is a lot of people talking about that because of the lessons learned. I think greed is good for one or two people, but not for the rest. At the age of 82, he commanded so much respect from so many people. It was ridiculous, especially in the Jewish community, because he was, going to synagogues and he was giving money back and he helped Jewish charities. And he was a former market maker, investment advisor, financier. And of course, he was the orchestrator of the largest Ponzi scheme in world, not just U.S. history. And because I got so much reaction to that in a previous mailbag, just the other day, I felt like I needed to talk about a little bit more. Again, because a few people asked me, not just in the U.S., in world history, it was remarkable and sad what he was able to do. Because, again, people wanted to make big returns on their money, and he had the reputation, so it was easy for him to bilk thousands of investors out of their savings, some of them wealthy and famous, and some of them ordinary people. And he had the trappings. He had the whole thing, the Manhattan office building. He ran the investment fund that was supposed to be worth $50 billion, impressive returns, good times, bad times. It didn't matter. And they call it that it's a velvet rope syndrome, right? So what happens is it's hard to get him to manage your money. There are so many no's, him saying no, that everybody wanted in. So that's how that Ponzi scheme really worked, that it was just a little bit here, a little bit there, but then it really exploded because everybody wanted in and they were told no, 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 and he would put them off, or his associates, the very few that knew, and then it just exploded because everybody wanted a piece of the action. They wanted Bernie Madoff's fund, right? So at least some people were paid money back. The victims were repaid. I want to say it was like $378 million on top of what they initially had gotten. So it was near $14 billion, right? Something like that, $14 billion. It's just terrible what happened for too long of a period and allowed him to just keep growing and moving. And that's the whole idea of the Ponzi scheme. He was able to move things around and it worked and nobody questioned it. So when we talk about money, 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 and this is a money segment, I mean, there was the guy that was, you know, doing it and making those supposed big returns for people. And that's what especially attracted so many, and especially people with limited funds, because they're thinking, well, even if I multiply it a little bit, or I can get three times what I put in, that will help me with retirement. Instead, it just absolutely tanked retirements. They're not tanking in China. China's economy grew by a record 18.3% in the first quarter. So how about that? The surge, they say, is mainly because as China had to shut down large swath of its economy in the early 2020 to contain the coronavirus attack, you know, the outbreak, on a quarterly basis, the economy grew less than 1%. But in January to March, it started to pick up and the figures started to get better and better and better. And exports grew by 31%. So all that mixed in is what really pushed the economy in a much, you know, much bigger, more vibrant, obviously, direction. It's like where we've seen on market returns in the United States, it's been an incredible, relatively incredible run when we're talking about what's going on in the markets. If you watch daily, you look at the market watch, and it seems like especially this week we're just having a record week when it comes to the stock exchange. And looking at why is that? It's a strong first quarter too for lots of companies. So all up arrows. The Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq. It rolls on positive info. So much of it is triggered by that. And even though we're in the middle of this pandemic and restaurants and others in the hospitality industry and so many other industries are trying to find a way to make 2021 a much different year than 2020, and the world is, in the U.S. anyway, and other places is starting to open more, you know, the Dow and with the word of that. The Dow and the S&P 500 notched those, again, those record highs that we're seeing. Wall Street is having a good time because the data is better than expected, including lower jobless claims and a massive jump in retail sales in March. So that pushed it up. And early afternoon, it started to shoot up, and then it closed pretty high. So across the board, I think the lower jobless claims, especially, really helped. You know, coming up next week, we're going to talk to somebody who's written a novel about that centers around energy and electric cars and what if energy were free. And we had a great conversation, and he's in Australia, and he was talking about he has plans, and he would love to also have his designs made into a prototype, into an electric car. And that seems to be the big race in the car game. Mercedes has unveiled its largest and most, they say, luxurious electric car yet. The Mercedes EQS is a battery-powered equivalent of a Mercedes S-Class sedan, which is, of course, the flagship of Mercedes. So while everybody is figuring out what are they going to do and what are they going to build, they were busy working on that. And the entire dashboard from the driver's side window to the passengers is a touch screen, and it's got this curved glass panel where there are three separate screens. Isn't that wild? It's like you're in a spaceship, including one just for the passenger, but they have the appearance of continuous, right? And they also have the traditional look, I guess, because some people, you know, they don't want, let's not go too high tech. But the high techness of it is pretty sweet, and apparently it's a stunning car that is electric, and it's again just so far working pretty well. They even have a special power nap program to help drivers get some sleep during a rest stop. It automatically reclines the driver's seat into a resting position, closes the windows and the sunshade across the glass roof, and then adjusts the temperature and all of that to create a soothing atmosphere. So, I'm just going to dump whatever money I make into a Mercedes and go park it somewhere so I can get sleep when I can't sleep at night. That makes sense, right? Coming up, your thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's going to punish Russian companies that tried to interfere in our elections and also committed cyber attacks on federal agencies in the U.S. Biden said he made it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin he could still go further, but he's choosing to wait.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The attorney for the family of Dante Wright, the black man who was shot to death in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, by a white police officer last Sunday, says they have a lot of questions about the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump.
It's very difficult for this family to accept that this is an accident when you have a veteran who's been on the police force for 26 years.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC says it's still investigating some reactions from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Oh, oh, oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're headed to the mailroom as we walk down the hallway. Just a quick little note. Coming up next, we're going to talk to J.J. Spain. He's been to Sturgis, you know, the huge motorcycle. It's like a motorcycle convention, the motorcycle rally that just 500,000 people go to. He's been going to it for, you know, 27 years or so. So you can imagine what he's seen. It was a lot smaller in the beginning, but it already was popular, and he has some really great stories about Sturgis and the places that he took his son and, you know, what it's like. And it's a place that I've always wanted to go during the time when all the motorcycles are there and they're doing the big rally, and go to some of those iconic watering holes. I just think it would be really something to see. One problem: I don't ride a bike. I don't have a motorcycle, so I would have to be a passenger, and I have been a passenger many times. So right, I have. I ride the other kind of bike. It's not powered, except for by me. All right, let's go to the first one. Pappy in Ohio says, Kate, boy, I feel for that Wright family. Seeing Dante Wright's mom saying that there's never going to be any justice for them, it just turns my stomach to think that how in the hell does a cop who's been on the job that long reach for a taser, come up with a gun, and kill the 20-year-old kid for a outstanding warrant and a traffic stop? Wow. So many other things could have happened in that scenario. I don't blame Katie Wright and the rest of the family for saying that they want accountability. They want some kind of accountability because they're never going to be able to see their baby boy again, as she put it. And I love that she was honest when she was asked in watching the hearing today. I love that she said she has anger and hate and sadness and so many feelings. She's being very honest about looking at that officer, that ex-officer, get processed through, realizing how tough it's going to be to send her to prison. In fact, I think it's very, very unlikely on that second-degree manslaughter charge. What do you think? Well, I think it's going to be tough. Yeah, of course. And it is sad, and she does look distraught, and who wouldn't be distraught? It's your son. He's 20. He called her. So he knew, oh, you know, he was panicked. He called her. He's in the car. They're pulling him over. What do I do, Mom? What do I do? And then she's talking to him, and all of this happens, which, wow, 20 years old. How awful. And I think it'll be tough if you've got somebody who's been on the police force 26 years. So you say, okay, was, you know, when she reached for the supposed taser, how do you prove that that was in the intent? In other words, what the attorney for the family is saying, it was over-policing, it was excessive use of force, because there is a propensity in America to over, this is Ben Crump, to over-police marginalized minorities, especially black men. And he says, you know, why don't they de-escalate when there's so many black people who are unarmed? And all this just happened, you know, last Sunday, a Sunday afternoon. And Dante Wright, his mother's right, no matter what happens, he's not coming back again. I mean, that's it. He gets killed instead of tasered. And that's awful. So Kim Potter made her first appearance in court on Thursday afternoon. She's supposed to be back on the 17th. She's out on bail right now. So, Pappy, thanks for that question. You're right. Very, very tough. All right, here, let's go to another one. This one from Joe, who's listening to us in New Orleans. Hello, Joe. Kate, I listened to your show probably for the last couple of years, in and out. It depends on what's going on in my life. Sometimes I actually listen to you earlier in the day, sometimes later in the day. That's the beauty of radio, I suppose. And I'm glad that you've stuck with it and been here for us for some time in New Orleans. Did you see that Sarah Sanders is running for governor of Arkansas and that she's really raising a lot of money? I'm sure that doesn't surprise you, right? No, it doesn't surprise me. She's popular. So she broke the record for quarterly fundraising, and she raised over $5 million. Some of it came from out-of-state donors, but more than $1.5 or something like that I was reading came from Arkansas. And she launched her campaign in January, and her message was pretty simple: limiting government, advancing education, and that's it. I mean, there's other aspects of it, but the main thing is limiting government, advancing education. And she's running against the attorney general in next year's Republican primary to succeed the two-term governor, Hutchinson, who is barred by term limits from seeking re-election. And then the Republican lieutenant governor dropped out of the race 2 weeks after she joined it and is now running for attorney general. So, yeah, I mean, she's the daughter of the former Arkansas governor, Mike Huckabee. And then, of course, left the White House as President Trump's chief spokeswoman in 2019 and then launched that bid for governor. And again, it's very, very clear what she's telling the people in Arkansas. She's the daughter of a governor who was pretty popular in Arkansas. I'd say she has a pretty good chance of winning the seat. But first things first, she's got to get the Republican nod and then move from there. All right, this one is from Mary. And Mary says, Kate, I've been watching what's going on in the Chauvin murder case. You're talking about it a bunch. You had an attorney on the other day, and here we are a couple weeks into this, and I think that the defense, it's almost laughable. They have these expert witnesses that they pay who come on and come up with cockamamie reasons why George Floyd died, and then the prosecution easily tears that apart, and they, you know, say that, you know, they go back on whatever it was that they said, whether he died from sucking in the combustion or some other form of what could have possibly happened. It's interesting how they roll it back. I can't imagine that he is not found guilty on one or more of those charges. But again, it is a jury, and the jury of your peers, so-called peers, has to decide ultimately on the fate of this ex-cop. You know, it's so interesting, and thanks for that. It's so interesting, you know, talking about this. The prosecution is just crushing the defense. Jerry Blackwell, who's the prosecutor, recalled this physician I talked about the other day. His name is Dr. Tobin, and he's a doc in pulmonary and critical care at Loyola University Medical Center and at the Hines Veterans Hospital in Illinois. And to rebut the testimony of a defense medical expert witness, David Fowler, a former Maryland chief medical examiner, and because Fowler had testified that carbon monoxide released by a nearby police car was placed on the pavement, you know, where he, when he was on the pavement next to it, played a significant role in his death, as well as Floyd's heart disease and drug use, and specifically fentanyl and meth. And it was the first time in the trial that a medical expert said carbon monoxide played a role in George Floyd's death. So anyway, the rebuttal was this, that no, that it couldn't have. If you looked at what was in his lungs, the result of a test required drawing blood from Floyd's wrist. It showed a low level of carbon monoxide in his system. So that was why he gets put on the stand, and he just completely blows up what the defense is trying to prove, saying that the only thing that could be in his system with carbon monoxide was about 2%, which is nothing. And it's nothing. I mean, we could have 2% right now in our lungs. So pretty much that's how this case has gone, pretty much, right? All right, let's see if we can get another one in here. This one is from Chris. Chris says a couple of different things, but Chris says, Kate, the Chicago shooting of the 13-year-old boy, wow, that is, again, another tragedy. There's some things that don't make sense, but the bottom line is when you have someone with their hands up and then you hear this drop it and then you see the shots that are fired, pumped into a 13-year-old in the chest, it doesn't sit well. I mean, he shouldn't have been out, I guess, at 2:30, but should have, would have, could have, doesn't matter. Still, at 13, and then shooting him, and he's surrendering, he's obeying the directive. He turns to the officer, his hands are in the air, his hands are empty at the time he was shot. Come on. The killing of a child who's unarmed and surrendering to an officer is just absolutely unacceptable. Question anything you want to about 2:30 or 3 a.m. or any of that kind of stuff, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line is he was obeying the order that the cop shouted. So once again, this isn't a tragedy that should not have happened. Boy, how many times have I been on the airwaves where somebody, one of you, has said in the mailbag it should not have happened, and we're saying the same thing. Ugh, terrible. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, JJ Spain.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Argo Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is, but, you know, I haven't been a big rider of motorcycles, but I've been a big passenger on motorcycles. And in my mind, I really, really want to go to Sturgis. It's on my bucket list. Well, it's not on his bucket list. He's been there so many times, and he's written a book about it. J.J. Spain is with us in our virtual green room. His book is called Last Night in Sturgis. J.J., thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, it's great to be here.
So what initially drew you to Sturgis, and how long have you been going?
Oh, gosh. This will be my 28th year this year, 28 years in a row. And the very first time in Sturgis, I'd known about it for quite a while. I worked in a gas station as a kid and saw bikes go through every year in August as they were going up there. But when I got married, had a little boy by the name of Matt. He was 4 years old, pushing five. And sitting in the house with him one day, and he comes up to me and goes, "Dad, we got to go to Sturgis. Hulk Hogan's going to be there." And I'm like, "What?" And he's talking, and it's going to be free. So we looked it up, and we were big WWE fans, you know, All-Star Wrestling, that kind of stuff. So we got in the car and didn't have a motorcycle then, got in the car and drove and went to Sturgis to go see Hulk Hogan. So that was our first trip to Sturgis, was to see Hulk.
So you go see Hulk Hogan, and then you're hooked. And how does this become a yearly thing for you?
Well, yeah, we did go there. We got in the atmosphere of the bikes, and to see Hulk, you had to have a motorcycle to get up close. Otherwise, you're sitting way back in the bleachers. So the next year, I bought a motorcycle, and we went to see Hulk Hogan again. And that's how we got it going. And it was kind of like my son and I went 2 years in a row. And then we decided to make it an annual event, and I would go up with him for a couple of days, and his mom would bring him in the van because she didn't want him on the back of the motorcycle, and I would follow on the bike, and then I'd spend a couple of days with my buddies and a couple of days with my kids. And so we ended up making a week event out of it, and it's just kind of blossomed from there. And when my son was old enough to ride, he started riding his own bike, and we just continued to go.
So with 28 years, you've seen a lot of changes. What is it like now compared to what it was like when you first started going?
Well, you know, every year it got bigger. That the 75th was 5 years ago, and there was over a million bikes there. So it went, you know, grew from 100, 200, 300,000 bikes to a million, and it just kept growing. And with that comes, you know, more vendors, more commercialism. You know, Easy Rider came in. Some of the big names came in. And then you just see the bikers kind of change. What I love about Sturgis is you have the million-dollar RV with the guy and he's hauling a $70,000 bike, and then you got a guy with a 1989 Sturgis edition Springer bike, Harley Davidson, and a backpack and a tent, and he's tenting it out, and they're staying in the same campground and they're having beer together, and that's what I like about it, is that it brings everybody together, and just such a unique background of different people that you get to meet.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite story of all your Sturgis travels?
Well, you know, it probably the first year when I didn't even have a bike. I'd, you know, taking my son up there, waiting in line to go to see Hulk Hogan. We were standing in line, and there's bikers all around us, and we were standing by this guy, and he had he's from New York. His motorcycle had New York plates. We're standing there visiting with him, and he was a huge guy. Just wore a vest, no shirt, hair coming out all over. He had this great big belly that was sticking out over his tank. And he had a black or a brownish leather vest on. On the back it said Mongols, which is a biker gang. And it came, and he came out of Syracuse, New York. So we're talking to him. And of course his name is Tiny. He's a huge guy. His name's Tiny. And the security guard comes up and says, okay, we're going to let you in, but Mr. You and that boy, you can't come in. It's motorcycles only. And we've been standing there for a couple hours, and we just didn't know we were in the wrong line. And Tiny, he says, hey, put your boy in the back of my bike. I'll get him in, and you ride with my buddy over here. And so Tiny, I put my son on the back of a Mongol's bike, and he gets on. I said, no, Matt, hang on. He hugs Tiny as much as he can. He didn't want to fall off, and Tiny just smiles. And they ride into the parking lot, and I look over at the other guy, and he's huge. He's 2 foot taller than me, and he's sitting on his bike. And I said, I'm not getting on your back of your bike. He goes, no, you're not getting on the back of my bike. And he just looks at that security guard and says, he's coming in with me. And the security guard doesn't, okay, thinking you let him in. And so that's probably one of my fun stories, because I got to meet, you know, an actual biker from a motorcycle club. And it was exciting. We ended up sitting there with those guys watching the wrestling at night, and you know, I bought them a couple beers and just had a good time and hung out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, it sounds fun. And again, you can get this book on Amazon, Last Night in Sturgis, J.J. Spain. What is it about riding motorcycles? I mean, you must love it.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of those things, when you get on your bike, well, there's T-shirts that say, if I have to explain it, you wouldn't understand. But, you know, you just get on it, your pressures of work goes away, and you just ride. And, you know, I rode with my kids, and that was fun. My wife loves to ride. She gets on the back, and that's fun. And she feels the same way. You just forget about things, and you're looking, you can see all the scenery and the wind in your face. It's just, it's relaxing. It's peaceful. We ride all the time. Just got back from Daytona Bike Week. It was a 4,000-mile ride up and back, and it's just enjoyable. When you come back, you're refreshed, and you're ready to go back to work.
Yeah. What made you decide you were going to capture all of this in the book Last Night in Sturgis?
Well, you know, I'm an avid reader. I love, you know, like Lee Child and Harlan Coben and Michael Conley. So they're some of my favorite authors, Walter Mosley. And reading those, you know, they don't really ever talk about a biker or a motorcyclist, but they talk about their passions that they like. And so this is my passion. I like it. And after, you know, so many years going there, you just see so many storylines of things that could happen. What if this would happen? What if that would have happened? And I'm really a listener to people's conversations, and I take notes, and the story just kind of evolved. And with it, it's a little bit of a travel guide. So I'm going to take you through the streets of Sturgis, the main bars and establishments, and their actual locations. I didn't make up the locations. We go into the Dungeon Bar and the Oasis and Easy Rider and One Eyed Jacks and different places. So you get a bit of a travel guide, and with a little murder mystery involved.
Ooh, murder mystery. Love that. So those bars that you mentioned, they're pretty world-renowned bars. When you go there, because again, you talk about being sort of innocent the first time you go. Now you're an experienced rider. But what you said you like is that people just, it doesn't matter. You can be a millionaire. You can have $5 in your pocket. Everybody just, it's this community. And you've seen how that community's grown. What do you think the biggest misconceptions are about Sturgis and bikers?
Well, you know, there's always that, you know, that, that persona of you know, the Hells Angels types and the one percenters, and even, and those guys are there at the rally too, and they'll sit and have a beer with you and visit with you as well. So I think people kind of think that, oh, they're rebels, or they're kind of, you know, don't trust them type mentality. But, you know, most of the guys that are riders like myself, I sell insurance, you know, there's doctors and lawyers, and there's all sorts of professionals there. And then there's your common, you know, this everybody that just works. They're just there to have a good time. And that's what brings you together, is that we're all there with one common, thing in mind. And that's just to enjoy the bikes and enjoy the ride. And Sturgis, that in the Black Hills of South Dakota has more, unique rides than you'll ever see and ever get to experience. And so you're busy all day. You're, you know, the guys get up at 6 a.m. to go ride, and then guys are going to bed at 2 a.m. from out partying. So it's running. There's, it's constant energy the entire time.
What do you hope people take out of reading, your book?
Well, you know, I hope they're entertained. I hope they get a little feel for what Sturgis is like, and they have that urge to go, just like I did. And when they go, I think they'll be amazed at the number of bikes. And you say those 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 motorcycles, you don't really know what that is until you're in the middle of it, and it's so loud and exciting, and things are, and so many people are walking around, and there's so many things to do. So I hope they get, you know, a feel for the rally, and then also, you know, just that they're entertained with the book. That is maybe a little twist or turn, and they like the characters that I've developed, and they're going to come back for a book two and a book three too. So hopefully they'll catch on to it.
Love it. So last one. What is your ride? What do you ride?
Right now I ride an 06 Ultra Electroglide. It's an older model. I've had it for years. I've got, you know, 40,000 miles on it. I love it. It's just kind of glued to me. I also have a Silver Anniversary Fat Boy that I just cruise around town in. But, and my son rides a Road King, one of my old bikes. And so you really don't, it's hard to get rid of a Harley once you have one. But my wife put a lid on it in the garage. I can only have the two in there, and I gave one to my son. So I had to abide by her rules.
I love it. JJ Spain, Last Night in Sturgis. Thanks so much for joining us. Get it on Amazon.
Thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.